Unit 1. Beginnings, UK. You are holding an English language textbook in your hands. Let's look at what has made this possible by going all the way back to the beginnings of English as the language we know today, as well as the beginnings of European book printing. As users of the internet, you know that English is now the world's language, but has it always been so? Since antiquity, many bridge languages have bridged communication between different cultures. For instance, literary Chinese in Japan until the late 21st century, or Latin in much of Europe until well into the 19th century. In fact, a synonym for bridge language is the Latin expression lingua franca. It means the language of the Franks, who were the early inhabitants of present-day France. Did you know that there were over 300 years in the first millennium in which French, not English, was the official language in England? How did this happen? In the first century CE, the Roman Empire invaded the British Isles, and during the next 500 years would impose its own language, Latin, on the local population. The Romans established Londinium, the city of London, and built a short fortification wall, parts of which still remain, as protection against other invaders. However, they were challenged for Britain by Germanic tribes who had their own language, Anglo-Saxon, from which English developed. More invasions followed, and in the 19th century, London was taken by the Vikings, whose Danish kings would rule over Britain. When the first English king died in the 12th century, three of his relatives fought for succession. One was Harold, who lived in England, and the other was William, who lived in the northern part of France called Normandy. William had a weak army, and in 1066 at the Battle of Hastings, Harold was killed and William became king, going on to conquer much of present-day England. To control his new kingdom, William the Conqueror strengthened his military position throughout the land by building small castles. One of them was his own residence, the White Tower in the notorious Tower of London. William also imposed the French language from Normandy, which was based on Latin, so the English we speak today combines two tongues, Anglo-Saxon and Norman French. Being effectively a double language, English is considered perhaps the largest language on earth in terms of word count. This is because the majority of its words have synonyms, one of Germanic origin and one of Latin origin. This richness of expression through language produced some of the world's greatest literary works, including those of William Shakespeare. The bard, as he is often referred to, invented few words and phrases, such as tongue-tied, which means being unable to speak because you are shy. Yet some of his most famous plays wouldn't be known to us today if it hadn't been for another invention, that of the book printing press. This was brought from Germany to England in 1476 and was an innovation in world communication as revolutionary as the lingua franca of the internet. Which brings us to the textbook you are holding in your hands. We hope you will enjoy discovering and using English for many years to come, without ever becoming tongue-tied.